50 episodes. Let's talk about that. This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It, a podcast about technology, history, and keeping myself out of debt. Thanks to Jeff Atwood, Daniel Boyd, Backtracks.fm, and William Hearn, along with hundreds of others who have been supporting me and keeping me out of debt. Milestones are generally pretty arbitrary. You choose some sort of metric, whether it's time or money or other resources spent, and then you say, I've done it. I've reached my goal. If you work in any sort of a business that requires people to give project milestones, there's a whole other set of nightmares involved with that. But when it's something creative, something you're working on for yourself or for some sort of self-improvement, then you gotta take your wins where you can. I started this podcast in September of 2017 with a pretty basic goal. Leverage using something like Patreon, where people could give money piece by piece towards a creative project, and then use it to pay off various debts that I had. Here we are, 50 episodes later, and man, have things changed. Thanks to income from this podcast, cutting down on my expenses in a bunch of areas, and generous gifts from friends, I was able to pay off all of my 2012 and 2013 taxes, along with a whole range of medical bills and other outstanding debts that I had. The weight lifted is enormous. Because of those outstanding debts, whenever I had to pay for something necessary or recent, or I had to come up with some sort of project money, or really when I had to come up with any funds whatsoever, it was always a matter of leveraging, making hard choices, and mostly coming up with what was the best worst choice. Essentially, that particular problem is solved. While, ironically, the taxes from the income of the Patreon have caused me to have some new IRS bills, they're simply numbers. They're something that I understand comes in, and if I prepare properly and keep on top of things instead of being afraid or unwilling to look at my finances, it's going to be something that just happens. I deal with it, I get back to what I really believe in and what really needs my attention. I can't stress how important this has been to me, how much this has made a difference in my life, and how much the people who are a part of this Patreon, and how much all of you who have been contributing, however much it is, have helped me so much in this last year and a half. Also, it's a considerable body of work now. 50 episodes, each of which is between 20 to 25 minutes, works out to about 1,000 minutes or 16 hours of stories and reminiscence and thoughts on a whole range of subjects. I really liked the presentations that I was giving at conferences throughout the years, but being able to sit down on a regular basis and think about a subject and talk about it clearly and cleanly, and not to be held back by thinking that it's not going to work in a conference setting, it's been quite liberating. There's been lots of side effects to it. I think my writing has gotten better. I think my speaking has gotten better, and I definitely think that there are subjects that were incredibly important to me that I didn't have a forum for that I've been talking about on different episodes here. One amusing side effect is that people will bring up details that I've brought up here that I've forgotten about. As a result, people know various towns I grew up in, or where I shop for food, or that I have incredibly strong beliefs involving emulation and vintage computing. Although I'm not so sure how much of that is new news. More than just going into obscure subjects, it's been great to highlight various people that have come in and out of my life, people who I really admired or who taught me something and whose names aren't really sitting anywhere towards the front of a web search for influencers or people to be quoted. But the fact that you know these people means their stories are that less likely to be lost. 50 episodes is also a good time to look back at the body of work and start thinking of it in my archivist way. I definitely need to go back and make the metadata better. I should be uploading the WAV files to the Internet Archive and making canonical metadata entries so people have information about what I was talking about. Now that I have some amount of breathing room with regards to finances, I should definitely have these episodes transcribed to make them accessible and to reach a larger audience. They are, after all, my primary blogging for the last year. Part of the work I do at the archive is going through the podcasts that people are uploading. In fact, I'm surprised and not surprised to find out that audio files are the number one type of file being uploaded to the archive. Easily over half the files sitting in the open collections are podcasts, episodes from radio, or speeches being given by both religious and business leaders. It is the main way on the archive that people are making creative works. And I used to look at some of these lists where I would see somebody had 50 or 100 or 150 episodes in some theme, and I would think, how did they do that? Well, I figured it out. If it hasn't been obvious through all of these hours, I'm a real fan of incrementalism. I like non-destructively adding to things and providing information or additional work on top of work that's there, in a way building over time instead of planning for some sort of perfect eventuality when everything will pop out fully formed and everyone will have the fully intended final product, instead of waiting forever for that product to never come out. The first episodes of this, they're halting. I'm trying to find my way. I don't know how the timing is going to go, what the subjects are, or what makes things interesting. I overcompensate in some places. I undercompensate in others. I learned about what people really found interesting and which directions they'd like me to go. And I've been able to focus entirely on what is the most interesting and best or fun story instead of looking for something that would make an advertiser happy or fulfill some sort of shadow duty, you know, like I'm doing a podcast, but it's actually for a business, or it's because I'm being told I have to generate data for some sort of media firm. Also, at 50 episodes, we pretty much know this is the show you're going to get. I'm not really going to change up the format. I'm not going to add a co-host or add background music or try to do some sort of edited documentary each week that will go into some subject like 99% Invisible or another major podcast. I like this. I like being a single person telling you about things that are on my mind and trying to put it together in a way that makes sense, it's cohesive, and covers subjects from a number of angles so that you never feel like I'm just talking about my opinion. I like to think that years of researching some of these subjects have enabled me to both find the stories, but personal situations and my non-reluctance to share them means that I'm able to give something extra to each of the stories. So, a little bit of house cleaning and a few declarations. Everything you've heard in my podcasts up to this point have been absolutely true. I haven't exaggerated, I haven't added details, I haven't changed names, I may not have revealed names, but I didn't replace them with another name to make it sound quote-unquote authentic. Everything I've talked about, it comes from the heart. On Twitter, I'm sure I come off in all sorts of weird ways, but not here. This is me talking to you. Thankful that you've given me opportunities to make my life better and to get rid of crushing weights. And for that, I think that the only way to pay you back is with honesty, truthfulness, forthrightedness, and sharing as much as I can share. As for continuing the podcast, well, I definitely still have to pay off the IRS bills that were generated, ironically, by the income from the podcast, and paying those off will generate a little bit more of a bill, but it'll be smaller and smaller waves from the IRS, and my intention is to keep going with the podcast until I feel that I've got nothing to say. That is, there's nothing that would make sense for the podcast format and wouldn't really reflect anything of interest, and it would be just me making things up or turning over old stones we've already explored just for the sake of getting another episode out. So this podcast will continue. My rough plan is for there to be at least another 50 episodes, a solid 100, and of course we'll revisit things then, but that's my goal. I want to continue to dig deeper, look farther, and provide for you a pleasant, easy, and fun set of stories and history to play wherever you are, whenever you want to. A combination of stories about technology and history, along with personal items that I remember and things that I look forward to sharing. There's another 50 that's in my life, and that is that I'll be turning 50 in about 2 years. Age is just a number, but it's a nice age to check back and look at yourself and see what you've done and what you wanted to do. And a while ago, I cooked up this plan of mine. It at the time seemed pretty unrealistic, but I was taking a shot at it anyway. My goal at 50 was to have nothing that myself before 50 had promised I would do. Not to say that I wouldn't continue to do projects that were similar to things before I was 50, but that everything I was working on from 50 onward would be things that I chose to do, not things that myself of a younger age had foolishly promised would be possible. And thanks to this podcast and other things that I've done, that plan is looking more and more realistic every day. Not to get weird about it, but a heart attack really throws a cannon across the bow. It really makes you rethink about what you're doing and how much time you have. There's really, to me, two ways it's going to go. One is that the heart attack is the harbinger of a number of health problems that will come after me and maybe slow me down and make me unable to do a lot of what I had hoped to do, or even worse, make me unable to do anything at all. In another branch, it's a warning shot that gets me to take a bunch of steps that I wasn't getting around to doing, lightening my load, delegating to others, making my projects portable and not dependent on me, and working further and further on automating, documenting, and ensuring that stuff that I care about or projects that I want to be a part of are able to not require me, are able to go on no matter where my energy lies or where my time falls. When I joined the Internet Archive in 2011, by around 2012, I was 2% of the uploaded items at the archive. 2%! The only other uploader that had more things than me was the entire Chinese Scanning Center, and that was an internal Internet Archive organization. Now, I've fallen way below that. Working with others and supervising instead of doing it myself, there are many, many thousands of items being uploaded to the archive every month that I've either inspired or helped with getting up there, and I don't have to do any of it. It's happening, it doesn't need me, it will persist after me. Again, I'm not planning to go anywhere, but that's the funny thing about plans. So as I take this short breath, this minor pause, this moment to thank all of you for everything you've done, just let me say that in the process of going through this, of trying to overcome fear and concern and my perfectionism, that the fact that you stuck with me while I learned how to express this and how I was going to make this podcast into a reality, I just can't thank you enough for that. My hope is to both remember stories, bring details to stories I thought I'd forgotten, and, in some way, make new stories, new things that I'm going to work on, and give people a lot more of what I think this world needs. Memory, respect, and joy. This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It. Thanks to James Baghoianu, Mark Pilgrim, Adam Green, and the hundreds of other people on Patreon, PayPal, Venmo, and everywhere else who have been helping me stay out of debt for 50 episodes.